ThePartyShow.com.
You've got mail.
Yes, I've got mail, if you guys are ready for it. There was an article written by Leiden Murtha where he says Martin was standoffish and shy and didn't want to be part of the group. Why won't he open up with us? Did it ever occur to anyone that Martin didn't want to act like an overgrown, ignorant jock like everybody else? Maybe he had experiences that put him beyond all that behavior. Black people have different experiences. We are not obligated to react the same way. If he was so bad, why didn't they just cut him? Just wanted to break the uppity one up. Break the uppity one, huh? Yeah, the rest of the clowns fell right in line, shucking and jiving and crying when the man sent some idiot hillbilly to fix a Stanford graduate.
Thank you.
In a discussion yesterday, a guy said, my personal opinion is that Martin is a product of today's watered-down, media-influenced society. Single women at the media's urging raise boys today to be politically correct instead of raising them to be men. They're telling our young boys that it's acceptable to take it in the hip, cry, and be emotional like women instead of being strong men.
Wow.
I was horrified.
Yeah.
Now, Martin is a punk because of single mothers. We're all over the place trying to make this dude the bad guy, Elaine Brown.
Not to mention he wasn't raised by a single mother. I don't think he was raised by. Didn't he have both his parents, and both of them are Ivy League grads?
Yeah, but that's not the point.
Yeah, Martin had both.
The point is that they felt that because of his background that he can't relate to, a lot of those cats that are in the NFL, you know, came from the streets.
Just probably thought he was soft.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because you're... Because
he could speak?
You know, I actually had some people that, you know, they can't embrace your success.
Yeah.
Which is amazing to me.
Yeah.
We should embrace anybody's success.
I'm sure he was talking, air quotes, white. You know what I mean? And both his parents are Ivy League parents. I'm sure there were a lot of things he didn't like about him.
Well, it's not really looking great for Jonathan Martin because now, you know, Incognito's got over 1,100 or 11,000.
Yeah, I'm a murder your whole family.
He was he was going back and forth. That was their relationship.
That was what Martin said to him.
I don't know. I don't know if it was their relationship or if that's just what.
Back in the league.
But did you yeah. saw the text that I sent you, the picture that he sent with it?
Oh, is it a monkey?
Oh no.
No, it was a dog smiling.
Incognito sized that up. It wasn't as malicious.
Yeah, it was a dog smiling. It was a woman smiling.
Yeah, but it's still
and
what
a dog
he said.
Smiling. But I think that was part.
Let me just say this. Incognito's comments to the dude. If you got rid of the N-word, I would have took the whole thing as a joke.
You may have because you work in a different...
Yeah, but the guy talking about I'm going to murder your family and crap in your mouth. Come on, who's doing that? And then now if you look at you look at Martin's comments, he's saying the same thing. I'm going to murder your family and blah,
right.
blah, blah.
Right, I mean, that's what they did.
Yeah, so when somebody's being bullied, they never fight back. Is that what you're saying? He couldn't have been being bullied because he fought back with words?
The media put bully on it.
Yep. We got to hear from
him. Didn't Martin say he was bullied? Didn't Martin say he was bullied?
We have to hear from him.
He never said it.
Why did he say he left?
I have not heard him say that.
We haven't heard him say anything.
Exactly.
We ran with it because it looked like bullying.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it looks like.
So he hasn't come out
and said
why.
It might very well be, but we don't know. We don't know. It might very well be. So, I mean.
But we do know the language was accepted in the locker room.
Which is an issue for a lot of
people. And we do know they exchanged the same messages back and forth.
We had a whole bunch of what you won't do's on Fridays. What you won't do is spit on your child's school principal and not get a third-degree assault charge.
Who would do that?
Up. You. If you're pissed off enough.
I'm not going to spit on him. I'm not going to spit. I like both my kids' principals.
And Hot Serious says what you won't do is come get your hair done and say I only got $450 on it. So hold on, I'm going to take away most of this hair then.
Let me get some of that back.
This knickknack says what you won't do is ask me for a job, get the job, then call my boss talking smack like they ain't going to tell me. And I'm not going to see you again.
Uh-oh.
You get somebody a job and then you crap on them?
Why?
Come on. They say they don't never work.
Nell 30 writes, what you won't do is invite your family to my house for Thanksgiving when I didn't even invite you.
Ooh. Oh, you know I'm going over to Russ's.
Hey, I'm coming over.
I'll be at Russ's. Y'all already know.
Writes, what you won't do is get kicked out and banned from a club and try to sneak in next week with a drawn-in mustache saying you're a twin.
Come on, dude. Isn't that? Who's that pressed?
I don't know. Hey, I just noticed Russ Park got this what from the Stub Up commercial. Russ,
yes,
you're a fool, man. I love that kind of stuff, man. You know, that's what we live for.
What?
You have a problem, sir.
I do. I find the stupidest stuff silly.
Well, I wasn't going to say
and
that.
The silliest stuff stupid. And vice versa.
Sure.
There you go.
All right, thank you. We'll be right back, y'all.